people are just going to start searching for social media people like they're Pokemon.
It's
like,
happening.
It's like Pokemon Go, but people with like huge Instagram accounts.
Have you seen the guy that goes up to, just walks up to people that goes like, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, I love that guy. And they're like, they're always in like super crazy nice cars.
Yes.
And they're like, I work in finance. Well, you know what I'm obsessed with today? There's two things. And we just start recording. We don't have like a fancy intro.
Yeah, that's fine.
But did you guys see the guy from United Healthcare got murdered?
Oh yeah, dude.
No, what happened?
So the CEO of United Healthcare was outside of the Hilton on 6th Avenue, and a guy in a mask walked up and shot him in the chest and killed him.
As long as he was responsibly wearing a mask, I'm fine with it.
What was the distance? I know bullets can travel better than 25 feet.
It must have been if he was a responsible New Yorker.
It would have been funny if it wasn't an assassination, but instead the guy goes, what are you, gay? Why are you wearing a mask? And then the guy's like, he's like,
oh my God, I just can't even believe I was roasted to death.
United Healthcare, is that insurance? Yeah. Or?
So these are, so the internet, and again, I'm just reading the internet. The internet is very much like, oh no, but they're like,
oh, good. Wow.
There's that thing where they go like, I can't believe he got killed, but also he's a greedy piece of shit and maybe he should have been killed. I think it's like a John Q situation where like someone didn't get healthcare. And they were like,
they lost a parent or they lost a kid.
The movie you did.
You did
a whole movie about it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't kill anybody, but I made a movie. I was constructive about it. Yeah,
he used the pen.
I wonder if your documentary got that guy killed, because the guy that shot him goes, what? I'm going to make a documentary. And they go, they did that.
Fuck. Every single time I come up with a concept, it's either somebody else's documentary or an episode of Always Sunny.
Always.
No, we're going to make a documentary about me.
Or The Simpsons. Now I got a kill. That's so funny to think. He was like, this guy Ed Larson did a documentary and now I got to go fucking shoot somebody.
And they're all drinking my milkshake.
This gun goes into his chest.
I don't want anyone to get killed, but I want those motherfuckers to live in fear.
Yeah, well, that's like...
Why is that not more of a thing? I feel like that's it seems to be uncomfortable to say that these people should be afraid of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
They should also, be
don't
wondering.
Walk in the streets freely, man.
If you're making this much money and you're shutting people out from healthcare, be afraid.
Be afraid or be unstoppable.
Yes.
Be one of those things where he should have been carrying two guns.
He should have a vest on.
Yeah.
I've brought this up a lot, but one time I bumped into Joel Osteen at Sirius.
Oh, yeah.
And security, if that guy would have had Osteen's security, there's no way he would have got shot.
We were talking we did our tour in Australia, and our security guy, our tour manager, also ran security for Tucker Carlson.
Oh.
And Russell Brand.
Yeah. And he was talking about how the phalanx of armed men that surround that tiny little fuck is thick.
Am I secure?
Yeah.
I am secure.
Do you know that, I don't know if that's a rumor, that he's the heir to the Swanson frozen food
He comes
fortune?
From big money. He comes from
he
big money.
He looks like he comes from rich big money.
Kids. He look at his head.
Yeah, and then when he rolls his sleeves up and he goes, I'm a working man, just like you.
And you're like, the hardest working thing on your body is your sleeves.
That's funny, your forearms to keep those sleeves up are stressed out. But I always think it's crazy that like all these incredibly rich people like push for easy access to guns.
Oh yeah.
When you're like, what are you doing?
Exactly. They're coming, those guns are aimed at you, buddy.
Yeah, like you should, if it would make more sense if like strict gun reform was coming from the billionaire class where they were like,
how many guns? How many people are there with guns? Yeah.
We get starter pistols.
That's
what you get.
Swords. We need to go back to slingshots and swords.
That would be kind of sick, though.
I was just at the Met because it's all that.
Yeah? You walk through the Met and you're like, the Met, museums are, people have been bringing this point up a lot, but museums really are like, England went and took everything.
Dude.
And then now everyone has to go look at it.
The British Museum recently.
It's great.
It blows weapons. You're like, I'll fucking take this to a neck. Yeah. I'll throw that in the back.
How rich do you got to get where you go to a museum and you go, can me and my buddies just play swords?
Can we? Excuse me. Hey,
I just think you have to be. I guess it's Pete Davidson.
Yeah,
he's like I didn't get that. That one so guy funny, to go ask those questions.
I was just wondering if me and Tyler, the Creator, could have a sword fight.
They'd be like, where do we? That would be, which ones?
That would be so illy. Do they say illy anymore?
And I goes, think that might be. Try on this armor.
Yeah. Wow, how trill is this?
And then he comes around. He goes, "This is pretty sick." Yeah. And he's got the mask on.
That's the movie. And then some screenwriter right there is just like, "This is it. Yes, exactly. Stoner and so Arthur, funny. King Arthur's court." And
hi, I'm doing Royal Albert Hall tonight. Do you mind if me and Travis Scott play knights?
Absolutely. And, we come. Oh, you've got immediately. Well, why didn't we think of that, Trevor? Yeah.
He goes, "I'm sorry, sir. I didn't realize Pete Davidson would want to play knights today.
I should have anticipated.
Of course. Now, please tell me, what does Kim Kardashian's butt look like out of those rubber pants?
It's round.
It's round and it bounces. You ever filled up a water balloon too much? Right before it pops?
Yes, it's glorious.
Oh, my. I'll tell you, my grandfather used to have to sail for months to touch butts like that.
Yes, yeah. And then we brought those butts back home.
Oh, Egyptian butts. Yes, we've colonized those.
That's how they look. They're sexual exploits or all colonization things.
Ah, very good. Another excellent batch of cleave.
Big breasts. You must have been up in Scandinavia. They're very top heavy.
That is stoic. But the British Museum now apologizes.
They
don't really apologize as much as they say, we stole this and it ain't going back.
That's so funny.
They're like, we stole this then. They want it back. It's here.
We were there and we were watching. There was like a family taking this like cute photo in front of all these plates. And then you read the description of where the plates came from and what they did. And they basically like, they flipped a tribe from the inside out. They got one of the guys. They basically had the leader of a tribe flip on his own people. He opened up the gates to the city to the British army to just come in, kill everyone, rip all the stuff off of every single building, and then they bring it back, and they're like, and now it's here.
And
now
look at the new...
Yeah.
And they're taking a picture like that's going to be their Christmas card. Yeah. And then the display is called like the Rape of Agatha. It's always something where you're like, that's a horrible name. And I go, oh, these plates were actually put under the heads of women being raped while they're like, oh,
take a picture next to this one. It's bronze.
Yeah, that's what it was. I got, like 2 years ago, I did shows in London, and because of hay fever and I was sick, I lost my voice, so I had to cancel a day. And this British comedian gave me British edibles, which are so weak.
Yeah,
they're so weak.
Just biscuits.
Yeah, it was like I basically ate a whole bag of Welch's grape fruit snacks and felt a little itchy. Yeah. Whereas here, I'll have a 25 milligram and be like,
exactly. You're on space tours.
It was like, oh Jesus Christ. So I ate a bunch of like British edibles and went, and it was that. It was just like sad shit. Constantly being like, oh fuck, and they're like, this tribe never saw steel until a sword crushed their skull.
Yeah, and they're like, whoa, they must have been so impressed in those first 30 seconds.
Yeah,
we killed this whole tribe, and now we have this dinner set.
Yeah, so come look at it, don't touch it.
But those guys had like, when you go, like, that was one of my favorite room though. It's like, yes, obviously, it was all taken by their blood, but the all of like the African tribesmen leaders have their own like sword.
Yeah,
thing.
That was badass.
That was awesome.
There's rooms in the British museums that you walk into and you go, this is the coolest room I've ever been into in a museum.
So cool. It's very impressive, but then it just takes that much power and hate.
I'm wondering if we went to different ones. I went to one that was called like the Albert and Victoria Museum.
Oh yeah, no, we went to the big one. It's just called the British Museum.
Oh, okay.
There's a fuck ton of them.
I went to the one called like the Albert and Victoria Museum.
And each
museum.
One's got a line around the goddamn
But if you just walk in the front door, it's fine.
You be confident. Yeah. And also,
American confidence shatters a lot of the British.
British can't handle it.
You know what they could? You know what they did love shutting me down about? I went to, I was staying across the street from, they don't have Starbucks there everywhere. They have Petit Déjeuner or whatever the one is.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck with that.
Like Joe and the Juice.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, they don't do iced coffee. They do, you have to get an iced latte. You can't get like a drip coffee.
No one's got drip. I was so fucking mad.
We're
no
the only ones.
Yeah. And I go over there, and it was the hottest day in the history of London. It was like 102 degrees here, but in London, they were freaking out about it. This was like 2 years ago.
I'm surprised they could live.
Yeah, dude, they were. You want to talk about fussy?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
British people.
It's all wool.
Yeah, everything's wool.
They already British look like
getting
puddles.
Hot and sweating. They're like, oh, there's not this at all.
This is only fine when we're taking the land.
My forehead is urinating.
I miss my foggy London.
But I went in and I was like, can I get a iced latte? And they were like, we're out of ice. And just the American in me was like, cool, we'll just like turn on the ice machine. And they go, no, that's it. That's it for the day. We have ice brought to us. And when it's over, it's over. And you're like, this country, how did you guys dominate the world?
Yeah. Who are these, the scam artists running these ice trucks?
Yeah,
where they go, who's like, just like,
ah, sorry, Gov.
It's the only way. It's the only way. He's come all the way from Greenland.
He's like, that's sneaky. That's old sneaky John. He's got all the ice in London.
Where is the ice coming from?
Yeah. Guy Ritchie, do a movie about ice.
Yeah, where's the ice trafficking unit.
Ice traffic.
They get their sentence from Greenland. Would be a
movie I'd absolutely see. Jump cut like Guy Ritchie.
Oh, shit. They're like looking at the temperature rise. Yeah. Being like, we should have done this in February.
It's the hottest day in London and we control the ice. Were you guys bummed the aliens didn't come yesterday?
Dude, they did.
Yeah, you didn't know?
Yeah. They did. I'm here, man. I'm in New York. I saw them.
Can I tell you right now the legitimate feeling? I know you're joking, but the legitimate feeling I would have if I found out the aliens came and I didn't get to be a part of it would be the worst. It would be worse than someone having a birthday party and not inviting you.
Oh, very much so. Or just like getting or watching somebody get that part that you wanted.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, especially in acting, you watch them have your job. And you're like, fuck, I should have been right there. Like,
cool.
Good for him.
Oh, the aliens came.
Was the Brooklyn alien sighting not real?
Well, what happened is the Jersey alien sightings.
The drones.
The New Jersey alien
drones. I was in Jersey. I didn't see shit.
Dude, it was all over the legit news.
Yeah, it was on New York One.
Yes.
It was like, it was everywhere. They
don't know what it is. And they showed close-up pictures of the New Jersey drones, and they are solid as fuck. They are physical. That's why they keep calling them drones. They look like little planes. They are. It's really happening. It just happened last week in the UK. It also happened last night in Arizona. It happened in North Carolina. Last night was one of the biggest night. That is what's spooky.
Wait, last night was?
Last night.
The third.
The wave of UFO and UAP activity that has come about in the last 2 days is out of control.
Okay, because it's
everywhere.
Winnipeg, Canada, January 30th, the 31st, and February 1st, I will be at Rumors for 5 shows. Go get tickets at dansoder.com. And this time, leave your infectious diseases to yourself. California, 2025, the end of February. San Diego, February 28th. Los Angeles, March 1st, and San Francisco, March 2nd. Get tickets on sale now, dansoder.com. I will see you in 2025. And then other cities, don't worry. We're coming. We're putting it all together. But California, you're up first on this theater tour. I'm very excited about this. Again, February 28th, I'll see you in San Diego. March 1st, Los Angeles. And March 2nd, San Francisco. DanSutter.com for tickets. Please buy them. And I'll see you then. So
in UK, they're trying to shut it down. Like, there's a place called, I forget what the name of it we're going to be talking about today on Side Stories, but there's an airfield in the UK that has been dealing with these UAP flyovers for the last 2 weeks, and they don't know what it is. And now they've gotten so paranoid about it, they're shutting down citizen filming of it. Like, if you go, people are showing videos and watching them get shut down by authorities.
No way.
Like, because they're like, I guess they legitimately don't know what the fuck they are.
Could it be reverse engineering?
Definitely it is.
So you just think it's like humans that took UFO technology and are using it?
Or is it aliens mimicking human technology?
I don't know.
Oh, that fucked me. This is before noon.
That fucked me up. That's the thing that I wonder.
Fuck me up, dude.
We were talking about George Shepard
playing PlayStation later, being like, "No,
God damn it, they're copying us."
Well, you see the Chinese drone army that just got displayed the other day.
Well, the thing is, they use it for pretty pictures.
For now.
I don't know. You just strap a laser to it. You got 2,000 of them.
Dude. Oh, fuck. Dude. Should have thought of that. They even put just kind of put sticks on them.
Just playing that March theme as they come over the horizon. It's like, and it's just drones.
Oh, my God.
Well, the thing, I mean, you know, and we were talking about this in the living room because Katie was like, it's crazy to hear your guys' voices be attached to bodies.
Yeah, you because have us be physical.
I'm pretty loud about it. The only podcast I've ever consistently listened to is Last Podcast on the Left.
Dude, that means so much to me. We love you. You know how much, like, it's been so long.
But I genuinely am obsessed with your guys' podcast to the point that I brought it up on Rogan about underwater submersibles. And now I'm obsessed with the idea that I truly think it's from the ocean.
I think that every stripe is on the table.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we just had a talk with George Knapp, and he was saying the same things. I think it's coming from all directions. I think that.
So you think it is space, but also from under.
And I think it's people from the future, and I think it's interdimensional.
We're talking multiple planets, like multiple races, multiple species.
Yeah. Why us?
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're on the other planets too, probably.
Yeah. Or they get it. I do think so. I think that where there is consciousness, I like the concept of consciousness drives reality creation.
Sure.
So we are a consciousness is a natural outspringing from the universe itself. Life will bend towards having a form of consciousness.
Because understanding it.
Yes, and I also believe that what it does is serves another function of literally creating some of the webs of reality. I think that the universe is held together by pinion points of consciousness that hold up an entire tent. It's like sticks in a big tent, and it holds up the universe. And so I think that eventually it swarms to wherever it's going, or there's some truth to the fact that we were put here, and they're coming to check on us.
Well, that was the infamous Jimmy Carter story, that he saw the aliens in Georgia, and then in 76 when he got elected, he's like, I'm gonna tell everybody what they know. And then they told him, and they said when they left the room, he was head and hand weeping.
Yeah, they talked about this. Lou Elizondo.
Like, no, you guys are containers, and they're just here to But the thing that always takes me out of the Jimmy Carter thing is, and you can look it up online if you ever
read solar panels. that's my main thing. What a bitch. Yeah. But
But the thing about that aliens created religion is so funny, of the thought that the alien that's in trouble, because he goes, I didn't know. I didn't know that the Islam and the Christians
were going to start killing each other with it. I was just trying to fuck some of their bigger titted ones of them.
I just wanted them to fucking breed with, and then you guys got all weird.
Who knew talk of peace would bring so much war?
Yeah, for real. Because they're like, they call him into the head alien's office, and they're like, what did you do? And he goes, it was a good idea on paper.
I thought it was a cool hat. Yeah. I literally just thought it'd be cool to wear a nice, different hat than everybody else.
Because I love the subreddit aliens. Oh, yeah. I love going there.
UFOs, high strangeness.
High strangeness, interesting as fuck. They all do different ones. But the idea that Jesus was a crossbreed of an alien human, and then they're like, look at all the stories in the Bible. A giant star followed Mary. And they're like, all this stuff. And you're like, that would be so cool.
I mean, it's interesting. But you think that if he was an alien, he wouldn't get nailed to a fucking
stick.
Or
he'd be winking the whole time. Yeah. Like, oh, what are you
guys doing? Oh, no.
He's like, I love hookers. That's why I got Mary Magdalene.
Yeah. Crossbreed.
Aliens love hookers.
I mean, you pay them to leave.
Hey, baby. How much for a half and half?
I thought you were going to leave in the morning. Actually, my penis is on the back.
Actually, that's my Zorb sweatshirt. Can you not wear it? You've got a lot of perfume on.
Do you mind showering first?
I understand you're more impressed with the length of my fingers than the length of my penis.
But that's got to be humans to aliens. That's why it's always funny when we think we're the only existent. I've had this argument.
It's ridiculous.
Because Big J does not believe in aliens at all. Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't want him to take his spots.
Yeah, he's like, dude, what are you guys doing late night spots at the cellar? but he said that, and he has a good point on why he doesn't believe it, because he said, well, if they were real, it would fuck everyone's brain up, and that's all everyone would want to talk about.
See, I feel that we have an astounding ability to not give a shit.
Oh, dude, my grandmother had two children that wrecked the lives of several people. And she was like, they're good kids.
I love these kids. Yeah.
Dude, my dad abandoned two families. And then finally in my grandma's winter year, she was like, yeah, your dad is a good dad. And I go, no, he wasn't. And she goes, I know.
Why'd like, you say
like,
it?
Yeah, you go, fuck. So you knew the whole time. But that's what it's like with people when they're like, aliens aren't real. And they're like, yeah, they go, I know.
You know what? I wonder if it points to the fact that we're in a fucking simulation, or if we're far away from everything else, simulation is said in a really like dumb, shallow way.
Yeah,
like it's said in like
they think it's like a computer game.
Yeah, and it's more just what if the kids like you know according to the Gnostics, I know it's 11:52.
I love this.
But according to the Gnostics, right, like the very base philosophical like bottom of Christianity and some of these religions is the idea that there is like we're walking around in what they call it is like the dream of the creator where yeah. we are in but now they're saying according to math, right, like we are ostensibly a hologram of math. That's all reality is that you can break it all the way down.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's you know, right, actually. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm being an asshole.
I love you saying that to Ed, who at times fights his Florida-ness.
Oh, very. Yeah. Oh, he's
a whole comedic character.
And then at that moment, who's just breaking it out? He goes, yeah, true, man. Yeah. I seen a gator eat a dog, and I drank finest wines.
Instagram straight, and aliens aren't real.
Yeah, he goes, don't take my guns in America. Is numero uno.
But I also wonder if we just can't. I also like the idea that we're new.
Yeah.
There's one that's another
we're
version.
The test run.
Yes. Or that we're like, that there is not much conscious life in the universe, that there isn't much.
Yeah.
And that we're only kind of like a new adopter.
Yeah. We're like the Petri dish.
Yes.
Where they're like, can we let consciousness? And then they go, oh, shit. You know, when you like, you built that volcano for the school project. And you would like try it. In the
My mom did.
Yeah. But when your mom would do it, because that's what all of our moms did.
Yep.
And then when they would do it and when it would leak too much and you go, oh, shit, all right, tomorrow at school, don't put that much in. That's what Earth is. Yeah. We're the volcano in the kitchen and your mom's going, fuck, it's spilling over. Ah, fuck that. Okay, next time, we're not doing it this much.
Yeah. We're the aliens put here to destroy the world.
Yes.
But like, because of the whole reality thing, because of whatever, it's like a fish doesn't know it's in water.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we just maybe, we can't see it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's maybe a little bit past us or obviously, because that was one thing that we talked about recently with George Knapp of like, why if they are so foreign, right? If this is such a foreign concept, what's the point of hiding? Like,
well, yeah.
Why, I mean, besides like just hiding, and then also the government made such a big deal of saying there's no such thing as aliens, but then obviously they have put a lot of time and money in debunking, and like
yeah.
they have put a lot of time and energy in fucking with that narrative.
Or have they put a lot of time and money in keeping people calm? Because if people did find that out, they would fucking lose their mind. Because I do think there is a lot in saying that we can't see it. Because you look at, like, the example I always use is when Cortez and the Spaniards...
This story,
invaded,
right?
...invaded that the Mayans couldn't see the ships because they had never seen ships on the water.
Apparently, that story is slightly... It is inaccurate. I learned about this.
Because I love that story
so much. I used it all the time.
And you're going to tell me Hulk Hogan wasn't a good guy. Next thing you're going to tell me is that he wasn't a bastion for America.
It's way more human. Someone sold him out.
Yeah.
It was the same thing. It was somebody, I forgot what her name is. There's like a famous woman that like sold out the Mayans to the white dudes.
Greedy bitch.
And it's hard. It's that thing you find out. They're like, but
she goes, I'll take one of your silver hats. He goes, it's armor, but okay.
Unless it like is insulted. The same function.
Yeah.
Unless it's legitimately like the most, let's say the most ridiculous version of the truth is real.
Yeah.
Like the most ridiculous that, fucking Eisenhower faked having a dental emergency while he was president. And they said that he went to Tampa and he signed this in Tampa.
Yeah.
He signed an agreement.
Those are his people. He's from Tampa.
I'm from the Queens.
Yeah, and you lived in Tampa for most of your life.
I lived here when I was 14. Yeah. I was out there. I moved to Tampa when I was. I will not allow Tampa to claim me. I've had to fight.
To show him a long bridge and he starts weeping. I love it. I miss Tampa and its long stretches of bridges.
God, I love the roosters of Tampa.
I love a bridge that really serves a purpose.
But the fucking, Eisenhower signed an agreement with the Grays to say, all right, you're going to give us Wi-Fi and we're going to give you 250,000 test subjects.
Okay.
Right. And that it essentially, that's one big chapter of UFO lore.
Yeah.
Is that Eisenhower did that. And then for some reason, they didn't pay attention to the contract that they signed and then did whatever they wanted.
Oh, we're supposed to believe that aliens like trust contracts?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, there's our lawyer.
Have you read The Art of the Deal?
check this paragraph right here. Can we get this stricken from the record?
I need to take a closer look at this pay package.
I gave up a dentist appointment for this, but okay. It is one of those things where you're like, if they have contracts, why would a superior life form respond to a contract?
But can you make a Pleiadian sign an NDA? Like, I don't think it works like
that's
that.
So funny.
I think the idea of a treaty could work, though.
A treaty? Well, I think obviously aliens showed up when we got the technology to make the atomic bomb. I think that was like, we don't talk to ants, but if you saw an ant carrying a handgun, you'd be like, hey, we should go down to that anthill. That's a fucking loaded 45.
Unless you also believe in that line of UFO lore that a part of what they say the Galactic Federation looks for in societies is the splitting of the atom as the next steps. Because what that means is now you understand some form of quantum mechanics and can use them.
And you can understand how we got, how they get here.
How
and
you
stuff.
Get it. Or it's like, what's weird though, is that stuff is also, they don't necessarily have a direct propulsion system. But what is super strange is when people are around UAPs, they do get sick.
Really?
And it's not unlike radiation poisoning, but it's not radiation. It's something else.
That is funny that they go, like, they split the atom and they do that thing in the movie where they go, now you're getting it.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And they go, that's it. That's the song. And they go, like, we're moving on up with aliens.
Yeah, yeah.
I love talking to you guys about aliens because it's like back in the day when you'd go to a record store and bring up a rock band. And people are like, you like that shit? Check this album.
Let me tell you something else that makes you even worse.
Because I saw this video and I was stupid to not write the lady's name down, but it's an old interview from the 70s or 80s. And she's talking about how the Grays that we see aren't actual Grays, but they're more like robots mixed with the actual Grays. And the reason they can send those down here is because our gravity is so firm, is so tough that it would crush them. And when they take us to experiment up there, they have to change the wavelengths. And that's why whenever they bring us back, we're bruised and hurt, because they said, like, going from the shorter wavelength to the more firm, which we have,
but then you'd figure out they'd have a way to fix that, right?
Right? But I also think it's like this is like when you find out your MacBook charger used to have those prongs to wrap the things on. You go,
no idea. Ah! No idea. You know what I also learned you could do a life hack for me?
What?
You could ask the dentist to numb you no matter what.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, if your dentist is cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that until my wife Natalie said that. She's like, because I was like, I hate the dentist. With every man, I hate the dentist. I was like, she's like, you don't ask them to numb you for a cleaning. And I was like, I didn't know you could do that. I thought they called me a pussy.
Also, that's also wild, though, because you also just look like a drug addict.
Well,
if you
walk
in there and you go, you mind numbing me? They go, we're just going to look at your teeth.
And you're like, numb me. Honestly, just you moving my lips hurts.
This hurts talking to you. I need you to numb me.
I'm such a baby at the dentist. Last time I had them like numb me like six times.
Really?
And then and like they're like, you know, this is gonna hurt later. I was like, whatever, what are you talking about? And then literally my jaw hurt because it kept stabbing my jaw with needles.
Yeah,
you know? And so like for like a week I was all fucked up.
You
like,
take a sip of water and just leaks out your mouth in like 12 different holes.
Yeah, like a skeleton.
But walking into a dentist and going, numb me, and they go, the fuck?
I feel more. Like, yeah. And that's what I did. I was like, slather me. Come on, base me.
I don't even want to know.
I'm sick of this.
I don't even want to know where I am right now.
Yeah, dude. I want my teeth to feel like they're gone.
Do you think there is jealousy of like underwater aliens versus space aliens? Like, do you think there's like... Like the way that like...
Well, they get to live in the... Because I do think that those are the ones that live here.
Yeah.
I think the ones... There are ones that live
they're
here.
They're like, fuck off. These are our rock monkeys.
This is my stuff.
Yeah. These guys that we've been growing them on these rocks.
Yeah.
For millions of years.
We're playing with their chips.
We go up there. We take them under the water. We fuck with their bits and we put them back up.
Yeah. I love sourcing their comp.
I like the Hitchhiker's Guide thing where the dolphins are the aliens.
Yeah. And they are just looking at us. They're like, yeah, I'll swim with you. Like, them swimming with us. They're like, what are these fucking idiots?
Yeah, one almost raped my mom.
You know? That's got to be, if you're a dolphin, you probably hate the rape rumor.
You just like, hey, can we not? Dude, like, every time you're like, hey, listen.
They're like cops. They're like one bad apple.
Let's just think about all the other wonderful things that dolphins are known for.
Oh, come on.
You don't know how many times people say yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's consensual. It's fine.
Seen what some of these older women are wearing in the ocean?
Well, how about you don't swim in a bikini?
Yeah.
the dolphins do the, what are they wearing? Yeah, well, what are you guys fucking getting in there? You got your nipples all hard when you get in the water? I'm a dolphin.
No one talks about whale murder.
Yeah. That is the thing with dolphins.
What about us? It's like a full underwater what about us?
Yeah, they go, what about fucking orcas pinning those people?
Yeah, what about that?
But if you're like if you're an underwater alien and you're like, you've got the technology to fucking shoot out of the sky, grab people, bring them back down, and then these space aliens or interdimensional.
It feels like when they play Iceland and Mighty Ducks 2.
Yeah. You guys don't listen to the rules. You're too violent. Because if you're an interdimensional alien and you're popping up here and you're like, oh, you guys live here?
Well, I feel like the interdimensionality is the stuff that makes cryptids.
Yeah?
I think that's what cryptids are, largely. I think there are people that are, I think that it's animals in the deep woods.
Yeah.
Like, look at North Carolina. We just covered this story, but there was the macaque.
Yeah.
Monkeys getting released.
South Carolina, but yeah.
South Carolina. They got out of the test facility, and then immediately there was Bigfoot sightings.
That is
because
wild.
People saw that. Well, it's because it's funny, because there were monkeys.
They see
in the
monkeys,
woods.
And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, it's Bigfoot. Bigfoot. I mean, I would probably do that.
Yeah, but Bigfoot, I mean, what a PR team.
Oh, yeah.
Bigfoot's got like
fucking nasty, gross, stinky, but huge he's hair.
Exclusive.
Anybody's like, don't tell him. I don't want to launch yet. He's got like the sunglasses on in a cave.
He's like, hey, it's all about timing.
He's like, soft launch me.
Dude, and they would, God, people would line up.
A PR late? Oh, you said, yeah.
Fuck Bigfoot live.
Dude.
Like, when I've
the
seen
only
some
fans
of these,
models that would just be pining to get Bigfoot on a stream.
Because I've seen the ones with the. How do we feel about horse dick shaped dildos? Like, how do we feel as three men?
I mean, it's better than fucking a horse.
Yes. Is it?
Yes.
It's you know what it is? How I feel.
It reminds me of the Louis C.K. bit where he says we should just make accurate children's sex dolls for pedophiles.
This is what I was saying. Cut them up, chop off their heads, throw them in a ditch, set them on fire, do whatever you
want. There's a pedophile island in Washington. You could just drop them all there and they can just be there and put a gate on it.
I gotta say, the ferry's rough.
Dude, yeah, that is. That, what a fucked up Jurassic Park. Welcome to Pedophile Island.
Oh, yes, let me see you. Where's your children?
We spent no expense.
It's all unopened cards and toys.
My God, some of these little boys are turning into little girls.
There's like a Robinson, Swiss Family Robinson, where like Lord of the Flies, like a whole boat of kids lands on that island, and they're like, look at all this candy.
That's amazing.
This is candy. Who's that guy over there? And he's like,
I knew this day would come.
I prayed for this day.
The prophecies have foretold.
Oh, a whole
our
boat,
tiny treasures have
a
arrived.
A whole boat of tiny socks. Oh, I've wished and wished.
Child is back on the menu, boys. Ding, 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 ding.
They ring a bell. Yeah, dude, that's like, they, I always think, like, what would aliens think of pedophiles where they're like,
yeah, everyone does young kids.
Whoa, buddy, whoa.
Fuck, man, aliens are
immediately canceled.
Yeah.
They go, zip zop, so here's how you can cut carbon emissions, and also, can I have one of your kids?
And they're like,
shit.
Think about this. All right, listen. Yeah. All right, listen. Do we want to keep Santa Monica? Because if we listen to Zeepzor, we can keep Santa Monica. We're just got to give him one child.
We're pretty close to losing Baja.
Yeah.
So I think they'll teach us how to keep the temperatures rising.
I'll give him Richard. He's the worst. My worst
give
son.
Give them the boy from Modern Family. When he's all chubby.
We'll take the deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy that there have been so many Senate hearings, Congress hearings recently with the Navy and everything saying like, yeah, UFOs are very real.
Yeah,
and no one is reacting.
No one cares, I don't think.
Dude, it's
social media
yeah.
got too powerful.
Look what we just did.
Yeah.
We could not possibly give a fuck if no. there are aliens. If the PSYOP was done, and I do believe that it was done, and because we could see that they talked openly about ridiculing the UFO community to basically, like, you know,
when we were growing up, if you brought up UFOs, you were called crazy.
Yeah. Always.
You're crazy.
Oh yeah. And so it worked, and now we don't give a shit. People are just really very concerned about the money going into their wallets, which I do understand. And
it's survival.
I can understand why, but why would you care about aliens if your mama's addicted to Oxy
planning on killing the CEO of United Healthcare and they're like, there's aliens. He goes, I don't give a shit. I'm putting two in that guy's chest.
Yeah, dude. I had a pipe burst and my life was ruined.
My sewage is backed up in my basement. I don't care that there's little green men, but I also think that's got to really hurt the aliens.
They're like, we were going to break the internet.
Yeah. They go, hey. And they go, we don't care, dude.
Yeah, they've been here for what? Decades, centuries?
Well, I think the reason I always loved the alien movie was after they made Prometheus. You're like, I kind of think that's a good idea. That there's these like bigger humans that came here and were like, ah, let's put a little us in this.
Yeah, they might.
See where it goes.
It could very well be. It's just hard because I used to be obsessed with simulation.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with the idea that we live in a simulation, and it finally broke through to me where I was like, will it change a single thing about my present life?
No.
And I was like, nah.
Not at
I can
all.
Rage against the simulation all I want. All it's going to do is make my wife leave me.
Yeah.
And I just need to stay in the pocket and just, all right, let's just keep on just staying in this very real scene.
I need more credits.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
Literally, like, I just need to keep moving forward.
But it's never the people that get like stage 4 colon cancer that are like, it's a simulation.
Yeah. No, absolutely you're
like,
not, dude.
You don't fucking. You're like, yeah, man, whatever. You're like, what the fuck?
I think if I had stage 4 cancer, that's when I could finally really let it rip.
Don't ever get sick.
I will.
I don't want to see Henry sick.
Rip.
You want to really know what's going on?
I've actually never understood why we haven't had more weaponized people with terminal diseases.
Oh, like suicide bombers?
Yeah.
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 You know, because I kind of think about that, about how much change you could make if you just put on about, sure, you got colon cancer, put on a grenade vest, go fucking somebody help us get us new emissions testing. Yeah.
That's where the Japanese fucked up in World War II. They used all their good pilots up.
Yeah. You guys could have done so much for everything, for the community. But you wonder if they catch the murderer of this United Healthcare guy. What if he was terminally sick?
I mean, that would make total sense.
Oh, there's a
screenwriter. If he'll be a hero,
right now,
if he
absolutely
is.
Just going like, tell Fox I got something.
Yeah, I got something
on the line. He's sick. He's going to kill it. But because it's like, if that came out that it was like a terminally ill guy that, you know, pre-existing condition, can't get medical care, kills the guy that runs medical care.
That would be like a new like Johnny Appleseed.
People wouldn't be mad.
No.
They would go like, huh?
So they didn't catch the guy.
No.
Dude, that's They'll get him. I mean, they it's New York City.
But here's the thing
there's
about New York City.
Cameras everywhere.
What if it's the president of Progressive?
Or you know what's even funnier? It's like just like a car insurance. It's like Geico.
What the fuck?
What the fuck, dude? He goes, sorry, these Progressive bundles are fucking killing us.
They're right, my ass.
Flow that fucking. She's just bundling everything together.
He's just got his leaves for the rest of
them. He goes, we're going hunting today.
Time to up our subscribers.
Goes, you know, he's putting the gun in his holster. He goes, you know, in 1988, Aetna could have bought this whole goddamn company. And today I show them that Aetna never went away.
Wow.
My mom was working for Aetna. I should call and be like, what's the real truth?
Yeah.
We go home for Christmas. Trisha's got a cork board. She goes, but follow me. Follow me.
I was like, I'm with you, Mom.
And she goes, this thing goes all the way to the top. USF&G was an outlet of United Healthcare. I go, like, I'm all right.
Jesus Christ. I'm with you.
Smoking cigarettes again.
Yeah, she's like, damn, I love you,
Mom. No. You would think that this single payer would leap, but it doesn't.
Do you need a bumper?
Yeah.
Is it not impossible to go missing in New York now, though?
Like,
I feel like...
People can do... I mean, he's, you know...
I mean, in terms of, like, if they're looking for you in there... Because isn't CCTV coverage kind of everywhere? And it's like...
There are, on most city blocks, it is coverage, but that's, they're also, like...
Because in New York City, they give you the benefit of lying to you about the cameras. They try to hide the cameras.
Are there still people living in the tunnels and shit?
Yeah. I think the mole people are still there. But
yeah, it costs like $4,500 a month, actually. Yeah. Some of the amenities are really nice.
They go, you are going to get an amazing sleep.
The motion from the J train lulls me to sleep.
Honestly, and it works as both a coolant and as a heater. You're going to get the best of both worlds. Now, there is a rival underground gang.
Listen, you will have to kill his wife. He is what they call Queen Lamontia. Yeah.
And they do harvest organs.
Yes.
But that is a very small detail here. They're, I think the cameras, they downplay the cameras most of the time. But then what I love is like a homeless guy punches Rick Moranis and they're like, we got him.
Oh, I mean,
they're like, they can track crazy people like Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, meanwhile, like an assassin, a professional assassin just goes missing.
A full-on fucking hit, and they can't put it together.
Man, I'll tell you, well, Rick Moranis is loved. Yeah. That man, no one gives a shit about.
Nobody cares about that guy.
Imagine how much that guy gets fucking... his ass kicked in jail. But you're like, you're the one who punched Rick Moranis.
You go, oh yeah? Better hope he comes up with, honey, I shrank my asshole because I'm about to fuck you. I'm about to tear your ass up. It's so funny. He's like in there on the other side of the glass and they're like, baby, how is it? He's like, I shouldn't have punched that man.
I should have left him alone.
I thought I was Woody Allen.
Honestly,
I lost money on the Little Giants game.
I went into the commissary the other day and they were playing Ghostbusters 2 and all began again.
Yeah, man, I was like, man, I didn't know that nerdy motherfucker from Ghostbusters.
And they look up there when he said he turned me into a dog. They're all like, yeah, damn, that's right.
I mean, dude, if he did go, I'm the key master before he did it. The key master, wham! Even the cops arrest them. They go, that was a good reference, bro.
That's pretty good.
Watch your head. Watch your head, buddy. Yeah, dude.
Poor Rick Moranis. It's just his wife is sick.
I mean,
she's dead. She's dead.
He gave up acting.
That's very sick.
Yes. Yeah, that's extra sick.
Yeah. The most sick you can be is dead. But there, I mean, I'm trying to think of who's more beloved that could get punched that you would be like, man, like Steve.
Right now?
Steve from Blue's Clues.
Yeah, but I always feel like these days that when something like that happens with the internet, it's almost like the backlash to the love, then you find out a bunch of other shit.
That's
pretty
when the stuff gets brought up.
Because I think that Rick Moranis got like punched and it was like, obviously, no, we haven't really, but I do believe there was one article was like, well, he does have several unpaid parking tickets.
That's
where
funny.
They like dug into like his, they go, just tore. Oh, are that's we where, really sad about the Rick Moranis attack?
That's where like, Vice is now? Yeah. They go, Rick Moranis got punched, yes, but his hatred of Filipinos goes back decades.
Yeah.
And you go, what the fuck?
How'd you find that?
I thought. Oh, dude, I didn't know he was speaking ill of Tagalog.
Why was he have problems with it? But I feel like,
that's what the internet does now. The internet is not 100% on anything. They'll go like, this beloved person got hit, and there's 20%.
The internet's not 25% on anything.
No. Yeah. It's so broken now. What's crazy is that's why, I've been saying this, that's why I enjoy Reddit. Because Reddit is a specific, you can go to aliens.
Yes.
And that's all it is.
Yeah.
It's like just.
That's the old internet. Yeah. That's what the old internet was.
You just go to like, I'm a big video game guy. A new video game goes out, I'll like go to the subreddit to be like, oh, these are all people talking about it.
You know what the sneaker is about Reddit too? Is that weirdly, it's the last place. I think that what I like about Reddit is that it's highly divisive and you can find whatever opinion you're looking for.
Yeah.
And that, but it is the last true bastion of the. Actually independent product review.
Yes.
That is where I go to look up reviews for dishwashers and shit like
that. Because it's not paid. It's not like you go on Instagram, you Google it, you're fucked.
Oh yeah. It's all fake. It's all review bombs.
Twitter's cooked now. Blue Sky is too,
I just heard about Blue Sky last week.
Blue Sky's like to me right now, it feels like a book club where no one wants to call stuff gay.
Yeah.
So you're like, I don't know if I want to hang out there.
Question is like, what is it?
It's just supposed to be like, I think it's Twitter. It's like supposed to be the new Twitter where they like ban hate speech.
No,
I think it's just.
I thought that I don't was even Threads. Think
it's that. What about Threads?
I think Threads was trying to do that and it didn't work. Basically, what they're doing is they're like, if you like Donald Trump, they don't like you on any of those. That's like what it is. Like it sucks if you're a Trump fan and you like go to Blue Sky and they're like, sorry,
you can't buddy, come in. You're gonna want to go to
Twitter and then you look back at Twitter and it's just on fire and you go, I gotta live there.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That Twitter, is what you like. That is where you live.
Twitter is wild.
Oh yeah.
I don't even go on it anymore.
I quit years ago. He posts
clips, but like, dude, you go on there and you're just like, what the fuck?
We took everything off of it.
Really?
Yeah. Because it doesn't serve us. And it really, like, the idea of us promoting, I mean, I think it's pretty normal. The idea of us promoting our dark, evil podcast, which is fine, right? But it's still innocent.
Yeah.
In its core, it's innocent.
Yeah.
So it's just funny to watch it get, I feel like it gets conflated with all this horrible shit when you put it up next to the horrible shit. So you don't want to be next to the horrible shit because I'm sick of being called a misogynist just because I have a horrible voice.
Or
because that's all it is. The only reason why I get called a misogynist, I've never said anything hateful towards women. I just sound like one.
Yeah, you sound like you go, they know what they're doing.
He's disgusting.
But it became a thing where like, once the verification system was gone, you were just like, what the fuck is this?
Oh my God. I got the other day, Instagram's like, oh, you can be verified now. Get your blue check mark. I was like, all right. They're like $14.99 a month.
That's crazy.
Like, go fuck yourself.
That's
for what?
That's honestly the only reason I've enjoyed leaving or not going back on Twitter is because the 49ers are having a terrible season.
Yeah. You don't want to be a party to that.
And that was always the thing that made me the angriest on Twitter would be like, after the Niners lost to the Bills, if I would have gone on there, someone would have been like, 49ers suck. And I'd be like,
I will say that was my first realization. I was not a big sports guy. And I never really watched a lot of sports. I've been doing it more often because I found it's a really pleasant way to dissociate in airports and stuff like that. I'm discovering that's a good, safe place for you to go to.
It is the makeup tutorials for men.
Yes, but then I realized immediately, it was kind of funny. You watch something, and I said something once. I was alone in a bar, and I was watching a game, and the sports journalism was coming on, and I was like, these guys don't know what they're talking about, do they? And this guy was like, you just nailed it.
Yeah.
You just started watching sports, and you just understood that they are all filled with shit.
Yeah.
And have to fill hours of television where they just...
A full year, the NFL Network. There's 17 weeks.
It's crazy. What it is it's like, especially because, you know, Katie used to work at Fox Sports and ESPN, and you see, like, the people that are trying to make good stuff, like, hey, we can make this funny, and we'll, like, do...
Of course.
And then you just see people that just steal shit. She did a thing when she worked at ESPN, that was such a good segment where she was at the Pro Bowl and she would show NFL players at the Pro Bowl pictures of, is this a bachelor contestant or an NFL kicker. And
that's hilarious.
Guys were getting it wrong.
That's hilarious.
Guys were getting their own kickers wrong. Where they were like, that guy's a bachelorette contestant. She's like, no, he's the kicker for the Ravens.
Yeah. Justin, yeah. Like,
oh. But it was like this great segment. And it was right when we started dating that she did it. I was like, that's so good. And then I saw it get stolen by two other people that just put it out on their sports thing. And they're like, look at this idea. And you're like, oh, then it wouldn't serve you to go do something original and new.
No.
People are just going to take it because, and I think this is a bigger, I think sports is an example of the bigger problem, which is the 24-hour news cycle. It needs to be cut.
It's just, the problem is that it can't go away because of the nature of information.
It's so much money.
Obviously the money.
So much money.
But yeah. It's also just the way we are in, which is what I believe Carl Sagan said that he was upset about, right? Yeah. Which is the concept that we're into an information market.
Yeah.
We've slid into that information is ubiquitous. Yeah. It is everywhere. It's instantaneous. It's hard to get outside of it. So what's hard about cable news and that 24-hour thing is that we kind of already have it. Yeah. We have the internet.
Which is 24-hour news.
It is in our pocket. So I don't need to go pay extra money to go watch you do some highly stylized spun version of information when I'm already getting that spun information on the internet, which I also have to go and decipher what is real and what is not real by reading multiple sources. And now I'm sitting here and wondering why I fucking my whole blood pressure's fucking 120 or 95.
Well, you got to do a research paper to just find out the weather.
Anything. Yeah. To find it, to get a straight answer, it's ridiculous. It's like a microcosm. This is dumb shit. Super boring content. I'm trying to figure out how to work out. If you type in,
good luck,
basic workout plan, right? Like I'm trying to figure out how
a million different things to do it.
It's like, this is fucking, what the fuck? I was like, the pile of information. It's so much stuff. Everybody says all their, they all say opposite shit.
Well, that's what's interesting. What I think is funny about the whole exercise community is they've had the answer for 100 years, which is exercise and watch what you eat.
That's all you have to do.
Drink water.
And drink water. And you will lose weight and you'll feel better. But because of this now, everyone goes, well, you got to drink this water and you got to eat this stuff. And you go, well, no, it's just the basic concept.
You got to maximize gains.
Yeah.
And the key is you got to get your reflection angles.
And then what happens is people
know your muscle structures.
I was like, I'm learning anatomy. Yeah. I'm sitting here.
My back hurts when I sit down. I just want
to
fix that.
Right before a workout too. It's because I fucking smoke a huge bowl, right? I like to smoke a joint or a bowl before working out. And then I look
very Harrison Ford of you.
It's my favorite. That's, you're not the first person to say that.
Harrison Ford does it?
Oh, yeah. He just smokes weed and works out and occasionally pretends to act.
He's incredible. He lives the perfect life.
He crashes planes and helicopters.
Yeah, he survived, I think, 3 plane crashes.
Yeah. And then every movie he's in has one, too.
It does.
Out of the 3 crashes, has anyone survived it with him and gone, good job, Han Solo? Yeah. You got to at least hit one time.
He just grabs him by the throat.
He also saved a child's life while flying, too. Yeah. He found a kid, too.
Dude, that's nuts.
I'm a hero. I want to be him.
Speaking of 24-hour news cycles, I'm going to get into a huge Harrison Ford rabbit hole
now.
Yeah,
dude. Find out all of his survival tips.
Katie's going to come in and she's like, enough with Harrison Ford. I'm wearing an Indiana Jones hat. See my whip? I go, nah, this is good. I got this.
It belongs in a museum. It's your coffee. That's your coffee.
You made that iced coffee in our kitchen.
The carpenter's cup.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. Yeah, but that's, I think, like, the thing with 24-hour news cycles is it makes people, like, feverishly devoted to something. Like, it makes people extremists about random shit.
But also, it creates a general shallowness of emotion.
Yeah.
So, in my first, like, when I watch it, it's why, we kind of talk about it even on the show, like, on the interior of our show, is that we found that when we're wrong about profound pieces of information, sometimes the audience is just as angry about something that is frivolous.
Yeah.
And you've noticed that, like, it's kind of like, you know, we were in D.C. when Trump got shot. Yeah. That story was over in 4 days. That was crazy. Done. That story was over. People moved on. And I think that on some level, we are not sure what to be really angry about anymore.
Yeah.
And they have done that extremely well. They have made it so that we're just a blanket. There's no peaks and valleys. Yeah.
There's staccato, no time off.
Yeah. No, it's a staccato rage flow. Yeah.
Also, the 24-hour news cycle, it's more than that because you're watching CNN. There's a ticker on the bottom telling you other news.
Other bad
and
news.
Then there's shit in the corner. You're like, what the? Just too much.
I cannot remember a time I've turned on a cable news channel and not seen breaking news. It's always how is
it's true. 9/11 did that. They talk about that.
The ticker started. Was during 9/11.
All breaking news all the fucking time. Yeah. And then you read that CNN made the most money they've ever made as a company when Trump was president.
They wanted him to win.
They wanted him to win.
The ratings would have went in the tank.
Yeah. MSNBC wanted him to win. They all. Because look at the, even I
didn't
know.
Watch when Obama was president. I was like, good, I can chill for a while.
Yeah, we were lied to, man. We were lied to by our own propaganda machines, to us, even just the concept that Kamala had a shot.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we were lied to. So, that was like one of those where I was like, obviously, no, I'm being lied to, but it was weird in that time where I was like, wow, I'm a member of the media and I bought it.
Yeah.
You know,
you can buy, they're so good at selling stuff that anything can become with enough. When they push something enough, you start to go like, maybe that's true.
Sure, of course, because like, you're at some point.
You're like, oh yeah, no one even really freaked out that they didn't even have a real convention, that they didn't really pick a candidate.
Yeah.
No one really freaked out of the fact that they were just like, Joe's not doing it, she's gonna do it. And you're like, wasn't everyone yelling about this for a year? And they're like, don't worry about it. And that's over in 3 days.
Yeah, it was over in 3 days, and we push it all the way through.
And that's like this alien thing. They're showing up fucking 7 different places, and everyone goes like, that's over.
It's
Juan Soto's gonna sign with someone.
But you will, like, literally, they are already kind of in another news cycle. They're already in another
It would
cycle.
Take an abduction in plain sight. And that would go away in 3 days.
Oh, yeah. No one cares.
And it'd still be like, what they do to...
Yeah.
Well, if they're not attacking
check
us...
Check their Twitter history.
Yeah, they've been here for years. They're not attacking us, so who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It's because it's the concept of... Like, people don't like an open loop.
No.
Humans don't like an open loop.
No,
we don't like
it scares us.
Of course, because we're watching these things hover around, and we're like, it's more just like... my point is more like, so if they are here, like... What are they doing?
Why are you guys here?
And that's why part of me, I wonder, like, kind of that way where it's like, I don't know if we figure into the equation at all. Like, I don't know.
What if we found out that they were here the whole time observing us to start a podcast on their planet? We wanted to learn.
We're doing a deep dive into humans. It's a funny take where we have a main narrator writing a script and two funny ones.
I've seen different versions where they show video clips and also versions where they do deep dives into books.
It's called the Dear Dork and Dick formula.
Welcome to Cutting Up Cattle. We've cut up enough cattle. Welcome to Cornfield Design with me. What's up? It's your boy.
Dude, who fucking... that's why you've heard the show. I still believe, like, in my heart of hearts, all... truths are way more subtle and strange, and we don't know what's going on. Like Lou Elizondo, they said the big thing that would shatter, there was like a piece, there's one specific piece of information that they keep saying will fuck everybody up. This is the thing that made Jimmy Carter cry.
Yeah.
This is the thing, and they keep alluding to whatever this thing is, and the last thing I heard about it was that Lou Elizondo said the key is that it's weirder than anything that you could really think about.
Yeah, because that would make you uncomfortable.
Yes, and my theory is that there are people walking around that are aliens that don't know that they're aliens.
Yeah.
That is like that's my most ridiculous theory it's like...
That's the one that makes the most sense to me.
There's DNA, there's alien DNA that was found in our blood and we never knew what to do with it.
And we don't want to bring it up because it's going to freak us out.
Yeah, because it doesn't do anything, it doesn't serve us.
Some alien fucked a chimp, one of us popped out.
And that's what it was.
And there's pure humans and not pure humans, and maybe that could also really fuck shit up socially. Who's a pure human and who's not a pure human? Because I also feel like, to be honest, I think that the half aliens are the ones that are going to do really well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, I think we're fucked.
Otherworldly advice in your DNA, and then you're watching someone that actually came from a chimp.
Yeah. And you're like, fuck you.
Look, you dumb idiot.
Yeah, you're made of star. You're literally made of star stuff, and you're just some guy. You know,
you're
like,
just a guy. Yeah, you're like, well, that hurts.
Like, whatever, I have thoughts.
But that really is, that would make sense if it was like, oh, there are alien DNA and no one. Also makes sense on why 23andMe exists.
Sure.
And all that. Oh, you want to know you're a quarter Finnish? Or you want to know, like, they got that info and they're like, there's a lot of these alien motherfuckers.
Oh, man. Fuck another one. Yeah.
And I do also, not want to do 23andMe. I'm just like scared I'm going to find family members and shit.
Well, you know that they did now 23andMe. One of them's going bankrupt. And it turns out that they're just selling all that information to pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
They're just turning around. And,
oh, yeah, we did it. We did it.
They just turn around and they're like, here you go. Fucking here's all their info. And everyone goes, I just wanted to know if I was full Irish or not.
Yeah, literally. You just see another you walking around working at a Burger King going like,
he's like, hey, man. Hey,
do you look like me? You?
I go, do you like Macho Man? He goes, I love Macho Man.
He's my saint.
Yeah, and I go, oh, no, we do that thing.
Or yeah, yeah. And then you're like, well, see ya. Yeah. Looks like your life sucks. Bye.
Bye. Also, I ordered onion rings. And he goes, son of a bitch. Yeah, man.
I ordered onion rings and actually didn't receive them.
The weirder thing is, you're right. I don't think people could handle weird shit.
The weird, I think, is way worse than just the... There are aliens out there.
And they're mean.
Or just there, or that there's a bunch of different teams.
But you know what it is? It's almost as complicated as like the way you look at, and we've been doing this in the last 20 years through media, like anti-hero, like explaining why the villain is the villain. And being like, oh, it's a
plot on this fucking anti-hero shit.
But it's like, it's at first it was interesting because you're like, oh, I understand how the Joker becomes the Joker and he's mentally ill or whatever. But you're like, a lot of the times it's so complicated that you won't know that, of course, that weird information, you would be like, oh, this fucks my brain up because I never thought, I just thought they were aliens were here to come take our leader and to take us over.
That's
and they're
simple.
Like, that's simple.
That's a system we followed.
Yes. Where you go, ah, colonization.
Yeah.
They want to take our stuff because that's how we interact.
Exactly.
Where they really go, we don't give a shit about it. You should see the stuff we have.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
just like, they're like, dude, at our house, we got way cooler shit.
When their version of time has to be ridiculous versus they're like, this isn't,
we're like, it's 7 o'clock. I better eat. And they go,
what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, exactly. Why do they have those little circles?
They're not you fucking idiots.
Our time is based off of how we rotate around the sun. Yeah. They could give a fuck.
Yeah. They really is. They go, I don't know. We come here. We have a fucking sun that has like six times your size.
I got 8 suns.
That's why whenever the thing that fucked me up was the Fermi paradox that just like, oh, there's like all these worlds. Like there's just like a ton of worlds.
So why haven't we seen them? But that's the reason. But that's also
because we're not strong enough to find them.
Well,
and our brain isn't strong enough to handle the weird of it.
But if there is one version of the story of like the why is the universe not teeming with life?
Yeah,
right. Like that's one thing. It seems that there's a tough barrier to entry to gain life on your planet. You have to be a certain distance away from the sun. You have to be.
It has to be a perfect scenario.
We're
souffles.
Yes.
Where you like, be very careful.
Or a petri dish.
Yeah, take it out of the oven.
So maybe it's a little bit less often than we think it is. We don't know. Or I still think that if it's all biological aliens, I think that the answer would be that we're one of the first.
Yeah.
That we are one of the first consciousness points.
Wasn't that the theory that we're either the first or we're the last?
Who knows?
Yeah. And people
or maybe
like,
there's multiple universes and universes shut down.
The final question I have for you, if there was another world where we were there and there was just like a you, like an Ed Larson or a Henry Zebrowski walking around, would you have gay sex with that person if they dropped you off, if they dropped that guy off here?
I mean, well, I'm married. But I would.
Thank you, Eddie. That's first of all, he's moral. He doesn't want to.
And then you start.
Oh, if you think that marriage gets in the way of Fermi paradox, gay
baby,
sex.
It's me. It's jerking off.
She walks in. You're the one getting fucked. You're like, this is fine.
It's fine. He's me.
He's going to tell you. Wait till it's your turn.
This guy's way better than me.
All right, other Eddie. We're meant to.
This guy's going to give me lotto numbers. He's from the future. He's just clapping your cheeks and you're.
Now you start with a hand job. Yeah. You know.
See, I would like to hope that
you work a lot with your hands on that planet.
I would hope that Henry's gay.
Yeah.
because that's tender the only lover. Way it's going to work. Yeah. Because if I met another Henry, we both just score like.
It's the hug scene from Step Brothers.
Yeah, your penis is super gross, Henry. Yeah. Yes. So is yours.
He goes, oh, well, okay. Look at you. And you go, oh, your left nut hangs way lower than your right one. He goes, yeah.
I would like
I go, look, both hold it. Now we're even.
Now,
oh, oh. And then light just emits.
Wow, wow, wow.
We balance each other's sacks. As the fucking light goes out.
Honestly, I think I would probably take him hostage, being like, it's time for you to fucking do some work.
Oh, my
God. You're going to work. I'm going to sit around.
Yeah, I got so much video games to play. And he's like, I should have taken
that portal from my world.
You guys fucking rule. We go back forever. Dude. I miss seeing you guys, but I'm so happy with how much ass you guys are kicking on, you know, Last Podcast on the Left is the best. It's just the best.
Thank you for having us.
You too, man. You're fucking crushing it, and it's beautiful to watch.
I just love you guys, and it's awesome. And when Ed was like, yeah, we're going to be in town, I was like, fucking please come by.
Dude, please. Yeah.
You're
so
the only
good.
One we called.
Yeah. I love you guys. Last Podcast on the Left, subscribe. It's a podcast that you should just subscribe to. Side stories, all the deep dives they do, the full episodes. Go learn about serial killers. There's so many books I have because of Marcus.
Oh yeah.
I bought the Under the
Do you read Indifferent Stars Below?
The Indifferent Stars Below. So many it's fucking harrowing. Books. It's like you read it, but I will buy a book if you guys talk about it.
Did you buy the book, the Jonestown book by Jeff Gwynne?
No, I didn't.
It's great.
Can I tell you?
All of his books are great.
Can I tell you something that's crazy about when you were doing the Jonestown stuff, which is great, but you also did the People's, what's his name? Jonestown. Or no, yes. I'm confused. Who's the...
People's Temple was Jonestown.
Yeah. He started, the one that he started in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
But my grandmother used to live, she passed away, but she lived in Lake County, which was next to Ukiah, which is where he was the first one. That's
yes.
Ukiah, California was where they moved him down.
He was technically, he was a good man when he started.
You're talking about Jim Jones?
Jim Jones.
Yeah, well, I thought he started in Indiana.
He started in Indiana, but then he moved to the Bay Area.
In San Francisco and Oakland, and then Ukiah, California was the first place that he actually got it off the ground.
Yes, that's when they left, because then he was running a church in San Francisco, and then he built his first, his own church outside of it. And that was still when he was working like with desegregation and doing all this kind of thing. Like, he was an interesting man that was very bad. Huge cock.
Huge dick and a terrible lover, from what you guys said.
We just would baste it.
Yeah, he just was just.
He would do the thing where he'd just slide it in and go, mummy.
But I have driven through Ukiah over 300 times and never thought about it. And then I was listening to and I was like, holy shit. I paused it and went in the room with Katie. I was like, fucking Ukiah.
Dude, now you go back next time, you can do some Jonestown tourism.
No, now she's dead, so I don't ever have to go back there.
Oh,
so.
Nice. Congratulations.
I only go to San Francisco. That's the north. I ain't taking the 101 back up through Santa Rosa again.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
I would have to be real bored to go over there.